You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we discuss current events, social issues, religious trends, and noteworthy news from a biblical perspective. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on April 21st, 2022. This week's episode is going to be a little different from what we normally do. Rather than talking about a specific news story or article, we're going to be talking about a particular concept that is popular in our society today. It is the idea that we cannot be critical of or condemn someone's behavior or lifestyle as long as they are, quote, not hurting anyone. This has been used for years to justify the use of drugs and things like that. More recently, it is being used to defend homosexuality and transgenderism and those sorts of things. If it can be proven that one's behavior does not physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually harm another person, does that mean that the behavior is justified? We're going to explore that question by considering some biblical principles here today. For links to related materials, you can check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/04-21-22. Now for our discussion this week. The question is this: is any behavior acceptable as long as it does not hurt anyone else? This could be about homosexuality, transgenderism, or any number of things. Even behaviors and lifestyles that we could not expect or anticipate having to talk about right now. With the direction our society is going, the unexpected is not surprising anymore. So, is a particular behavior or lifestyle, whether it's something that we might be considering now or something that could come in the future, is that okay just as long as someone is not harming someone else when they engage in it? There are six principles I want us to think about here to help answer this question. And after we go through these, if you think of others, other principles, other points that you could add to this, please send those to me because I would be interested in hearing what others have to say and would add to this. But there are six things that I want to talk about here today on this question. Number one, people are free to make personal choices about how they will live their lives. God created us with free will. In his farewell address to the people, Joshua told them, "If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve." And then he said at the end of that verse, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," in Joshua 24:15. The Israelites were told in Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19 that I call heaven and earth to witness against you today, that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants. We have the ability, just as they did, to decide what we are going to do. We can decide to do what is good, or we can decide to do what is wrong. And that passage in Deuteronomy 30 specifically says there are consequences that come from our choices, but we are free to make those choices. God has given each one of us free will. We have the ability to choose what we will do and what direction we will go. Number two, if we are walking in love, we will not harm others. Paul explained this in Romans 13, just after his comments on civil government. He said in Romans 13, verse 8, "Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law." And then verse 10, he says, "Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law." As civil authorities have been ordained by God to punish evildoers, as Romans 13, 4 says, and as we are to do no harm to others as we walk in love, then the God-ordained authorities ought to leave people alone as long as they are not doing harm to others, generally speaking. So we are free to choose what we will do, as we noticed in the first point, And we ought to make choices that do not infringe upon the God-given rights of others. That's implied in these verses here in Romans chapter 13. But the third point that is, as we get to the heart of the question that we're discussing, claiming that someone is not harming others does not necessarily mean they are not harming others. So again, this is where we get more toward the specific issues that we started with, particularly issues that we mentioned like homosexuality and transgenderism. The argument that is often made is that those individuals are not hurting anyone else. Therefore, according to that line of thinking, according to this argument, they should be free to carry out their lives in that lifestyle and be free from criticism or condemnation from others. However, regardless of what issue is under consideration, whether it's one of those or something else, we should all be able to understand that just because someone says something, that does not necessarily mean it is true. Humans are fallible. We all sin and fall short, as Romans 3:23 says. Therefore, any claim that someone might make, including the claim that such and such lifestyle or behavior does no harm to others, that person who makes that claim could be mistaken. They could be ignoring information. They could simply be lying. Any one of those is possible. Every claim is not and cannot be true. Therefore, every claim should be examined carefully before being accepted. It is as Paul told the brethren in Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians 5, 21 and 22. He said, "Examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good and abstain from every form of evil." So again, simply claiming that this practice, this behavior, this lifestyle doesn't harm others, that doesn't necessarily mean that's true. Number four, fourth principle, is that something may be sinful even if we cannot see how it hurts someone else. Even if it could be proven that certain behaviors and lifestyles were not harmful to others, that does not necessarily mean that those behaviors are not sinful. The Hebrew writer talked about how the Word of God is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart in Hebrews 4 and verse 12. There may be actions that harm no one, but the thoughts and motives behind them could condemn us before God. Jesus condemned the man who looked at a woman to lust after her in Matthew 5:28, even though no one else was harmed in that sin. Even if it could be proven that homosexuality and transgenderism or anything like that, even if it could be proven that those things harmed no one else. Now, I don't believe it can be proven, but for the sake of argument, let's say it could be proven. That would still not make them right. That is a separate matter to whether or not those things are right versus whether or not they harm someone. Those are two separate things. Sometimes there's overlap, but not always. Number five, the standard that we are to follow is not what our personal feelings are, is not what society accepts, but it is the Word of God. Again, even if it could be proven that something, some behavior, some lifestyle, whatever it is, even if it could be proven that it harms no one else, that would not mean it's right. Right and wrong are not determined by how something makes someone feel or how society views it. The Word of God is the standard by which we will be judged. Jesus said in John 12, verse 48, that he who rejects me and does not receive my sayings has one who judges him. The word I spoke is what will judge him at the last day. We may disagree with someone about whether these behaviors or lifestyles affect others or not. But ultimately, that's really kind of beside the point. The Bible clearly identifies certain behaviors as wrong, including homosexuality. And we've talked about this before on the podcast, so I won't get into it in detail in this episode, but I will encourage you to go read the article that's linked in the show notes, one on homosexuality, part of the series that I did on social issues. That goes into more detail as far as what the Bible teaches about that practice, which the Bible clearly identifies as a sin. The Bible clearly labels that as wrong. So if you need more information on that, or maybe you're hearing this podcast and this is something new to you and you haven't heard that before, check out that article and look at what the Bible teaches on that. And even transgenderism, that's not in harmony with the Word of God. It's another topic we've talked about before on the podcast, and I'll again refer you to another link in the show notes from that same series on social issues, this one on transgenderism. But transgenderism is not in harmony with the Word of God. But we need to make sure that we are following the Word of God and encouraging others to do the same, because that is the standard that we are to be following. And as Jesus said in John 12:48, in the verse that we cited, that is the standard by which we are going to be judged. Then the sixth and final point. We are helping others by teaching them the truth. The reason why I wanted to finish up with this point is that when the truth is taught on some of these subjects, it is met with this argument we've been discussing. Well, they're not harming anyone else. Going a step beyond that, often the accusation is made that the one who is teaching the truth is actually harming the ones who practice those things that are contrary to the truth of God's word. However, the reality is that teaching the truth is done to help people, because we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 10 and 11. Those who are not living in a way that is right before God need to make the necessary changes in their lives to prepare for that judgment. Jesus himself, when he corrected the lukewarm church in Laodicea, told them, "Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent." It's in Revelation 3 and verse 19. Teaching people the truth is helping them and is therefore an act of love. Furthermore, and especially in the case of transgenderism, what is being pushed now, as far as popularity and being pushed into the mainstream, especially in the case of transgenderism, with the connection between that and mental illness, self-harm, and suicide, even if you take out any spiritual or religious considerations, the helpful and loving thing to do would be to help those individuals overcome that, not encourage them to continue in that lifestyle. But whether it's transgenderism or homosexuality or something else, teaching the truth on these issues is not hurting others. It is helping them. So in summary, if it could be proven that drug use, homosexuality, transgenderism, or anything else did not harm another person, that would still not justify any of those things. There is another standard that we need to use to determine whether those things or anything else are right or wrong. That standard is the Word of God. And if we ignore any and every behavior or lifestyle on the basis that it supposedly does not harm someone else, then we are doing nothing to help save someone from the physical, mental, emotional, psychological, spiritual harm that it does to themselves. Our society wants to justify almost any behavior and lifestyle that someone chooses for themselves. Yet if we truly want to help people, we need to try to point them to the better life, the better identity, the better hope that the Lord offers than whatever someone might choose for themselves. What the Lord offers is better. The Lord's way and His word is becoming increasingly unpopular in our modern culture. Yet we cannot abandon it. And we must not stop trying to direct people to it. For more on the topics that we've talked about today, you can check out the show notes. Some of the links were mentioned in the episode, and there are also a couple others that you can check out as well and read more about each of those things. But that's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found it to be interesting and informative and helpful. For the links that we mentioned, visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/042122. The Plain Bible Teaching Podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. If you use those platforms, please subscribe and rate the podcast there. If you know of others who would be interested in hearing this episode, please share this with them, and I would appreciate that. And if you see a news story or topic that you think might make for a good discussion, please email that link to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. And I'll say again, if you have other points or principles or things that you could add to this lesson that we talked today, send those to me as well. I'd be happy to hear from you and add those to the list possibly for maybe an article that I write down the line on this topic. But send those to me. You can send it to the same address, andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.